This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's hard to stay relevant. It's really hard in our current environment to know how can we, in whatever we do in our jobs, in our churches, our community groups, how can we interact with our fellow Australians, with our community? How has it changed? How has it developed? What are we misunderstanding and completely missing the point
on? You've got so many questions, Aaron. You need them answered.
I do. I need a social researcher. And look, we've spoken to this guy before and he knows his stuff.
Oh, he knows his stuff, all right.
Mark McCrindle from McCrindle Research. Good morning to you.
Hi, Aaron. G'day, Aaron.
Mark, answer all our questions.
Yes. Get us up.
What's going on in our communities?
Well, hey, we're growing as a society and we're changing as a society. And I think that is the point that, you know, if someone hadn't really looked at the demographics of Australia for 10 years, suddenly we're a few million people more and we're bigger and we're more, new generations have emerged and we're more culturally diverse and we're aging as a nation. And I think it is important for everyone to you know, observe these changes and obviously then respond to the changes so that we do remain relevant.
Absolutely.
Surprise us. What do we completely misrepresent, misunderstand, oblivious to about our community?
Well, one thing is how mobile we are as a community, and I mean that in terms of how often we move home. I mean, probably look at our parents who, you know, bought the home at the start of their working life and raised the kids in that home, became empty nesters in that same home. But actually, that's not the way it is today. We've got a third of the population who are renting, and the average renter in Australia stays 1.8 years per home. So they're moving across a lot of homes. Even those who are paying off a mortgage, you know, the family's got the kids, they're paying down the mortgage, they're staying just 8 years per home Australia-wide. So we are moving across our communities more frequently, which means that, you know, we don't so much know our neighbours because we've only just moved in, or we're in a unit block and we don't know who's around us and we're only there for, you know, 18 months anyway. And so what that means is, in a sense, we're losing that connection with our local neighbourhood, and yet we still all have those needs for community and connection, but this churn, this change of our lifestyle really means we're not as connected as once we were.
Yeah, something interesting that I've noted, my family home, the area itself has changed in terms of its demographic, but in terms of its multicultural community, that happened really quickly. Is that quite common that could just, like, within 5 years you can have, like, a different shift in terms of the cultural diversity?
Yeah, it has happened quickly, and that's because we are, you know, we're growing fast as a nation, and so there's a change in the housing structures. Now, one in four homes are medium or high-density housing. And, in fact, if you look at all of the homes built in Sydney in the last 12 months, more of those homes have been units or townhouses than have been detached homes. So much so that there's what we call the population centre. So if we look at Sydney, what's the midpoint where you've got as many people west as east and as many people north as south? And it's actually Ermington, right there in not too far from Parramatta. People think that Parramatta is the centre. It's certainly the geographical centre, but just slightly to the east is Ermington. That's the centre of Sydney's population. And interestingly, it hasn't moved for the last 6 years. It used to be heading further west all the time as the western sprawl grew. It hasn't moved because for each home being built in the northwest or the southwest, we've got, you know, unit development or an infill taking place, you know, closer to the city on the eastern side of Ermington. So that's part of this change and this growth that we're seeing.
Wow.
Generationally, how are we going? Where are the flashpoints? Where are the clashes?
Well, the workplace is probably one of those clash points. You've got Gen Ys entering the workplace in big numbers in their 20s now, of course, and you know, they have a different attitude to work. They don't stay as long as used to be the case, and some of the older generations who have put in a lot of years say, you know, where's their loyalty, where's their commitment? I was talking to an employer of Gen Ys recently, and he said, yeah, we have a policy to really attract and particularly retain Gen Y staff, and those, he said, that have shown their loyalty and commitment and been with us over the long haul, been around for 5 or 6 weeks, we really reward them. And I think that's the challenge. If 5 or 6 weeks is long term, you know, we've got to challenge it. So probably the workplace is a bit of a generational clash point, but at the same time, we find that the generational space is in good health because we are connecting across those generations a bit more in our households, in our families, even shopping centres. We're bumping in to a wider age range than used to be the case. People are older, more ageing in Australia, and then you've got the youngsters, record births, you know, in Australia at the moment. So we're across the generations a bit more in the public spaces, and that's a positive thing because each generation brings strength, brings their own vibrancy, and I think it is important that we have these intergenerational spaces to connect in our society today.
And sometimes those generation demographics are a little bit broad. I say this because I'm a Gen Y, but I'm like year one of Gen Ys.
Yes.
And so when you talk about these new Gen Ys, I kind of go, yeah, yeah, yeah. But I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm in that demographic. Like, should in fact, you researchers, you people, actually create new subcategories?
Yeah, great point, Aaron. I mean, to talk about 15 years, and that's what we are talking about with Gen Y, born from 1980 to 1994, you know, that's probably a bit of a stretch to think of them as being one homogeneous group. There's a big age range there. And you're right, I mean, those at the leading edge, the older edge of Gen Y, didn't grow up, their younger years at least, with social media and tablet computers and smartphones, you know. So you've got a difference from the older to the younger, even within a generation. I think this is where an understanding of communities is key, that we are who we are based on, you know, our age, our life stage, our culture, you know, gender, our background, how we've been shaped, education, interests, hobbies, all of that does define us. And I think understanding, therefore, the change, the vibrancy, the nuances of communities is important if we're to connect with each of these, you know, groups within our society.
For sure.
Well, the Australian Communities Forum, now we've heard about this on the station, 1st of November is when it's happening. You've told us so much in just a short time we've spoke, but clearly there's a lot we need to be informed about, especially for a church or community group or a business. If we want to engage in our community, we've got to understand it. Is this what you hope to do with the Australian Communities Forum?
Yeah, exactly right. I mean, this is Australia's only one-day forum focused on communities, being held at Customs House at Circular Quay. City of Sydney has got behind it and some other large organisations as well. And I guess in a day, you know, what we want to do is help Australians understand communities from the demographic perspective, the generational change, how to connect with workplace communities if we're, you know, a manager, how to connect with, you know, geographical communities if we meet services or connecting from a church or community organization perspective. Even how do you communicate in these changed times? How do you engage? How do you meet the needs of this ever-changing community? So, yeah, we really are focusing it not just for community groups and not-for-profits and charities. I mean, of course, that's their focus and they're coming along and they're going to be there. But even business people and those that are in the commercial world, they really need to understand their customers who are communities, who are empowered, who are on social media, and therefore, you know, how they can best engage, connect and meet their needs. So for all of Australia's communities and all of their diversity, we're trying to give a bit of a snapshot and give some tools as to how you understand and connect with our communities today, and that's what the day's all about.
I hope you've got 5 million seats available, because it sounds like everyone should be there in Sydney.
Yeah, well, it's the second year. It sold out last year, and it will again this year. It's a couple of weeks away now, and great location right in the heart of the city. And, we're certainly looking forward to a great lineup of speakers, and it's going to be a great day.
Sounds great.
Mark, great to talk to you. And, look, any time stuff comes up in the media, we'll be giving you a call. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Love the way you can just unpack it for us so well. Mark McCrindle from McCrindle Research, and, yeah, the Australian Communities Forum coming up on the 1st of November.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.